And we finish today with a warm welcome to member station KVCR in San Bernardino, California, who this month joined the list of stations that carry Talk of the Nation. For more than 50 years, KVCR has broadcast public radio and television to the people of California's inland empire and desert cities. San Berdu has its own set of interesting landmarks. A few years before KVCR came along, two brothers named Richard and Maurice opened a restaurant at the intersection of 14th and E Streets, just a few miles up the road from the current station. There, they decided to try out a revolutionary idea, a menu limited to hamburgers, cheeseburgers, fries, and drinks, all for less than a quarter. Paper containers, no silverware, in and out as fast as possible. You may be familiar with their last name, McDonald. Even earlier, San Bernardino found its place on the map as a stopping point on a certain famous roadway.
Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Boston, San Bernardino, won't you get hip to this timely tip? When you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66.
To learn more about San Bernardino's roadside history, we're joined now by Danny Castro, collector of Route 66 memorabilia for the Route 66 Museum in that city. Good of you to join us today on Talk of the Nation.
Hey, how's it going?
All right. I understand you're known as Dr. 66 out there. How'd you?
Yeah, well, I have two names, Dr. Route 66 and the Sign Crusader.
And the what?
The Sign Crusader.
The Sign Crusader. So
yeah.
There may be a few signs, neon and otherwise, that once graced the great road, Route 66, that you've collected.
Oh, yeah, I have a few in our museum. You know, the Sign Crusader, I got that because I installed the historic Route 66 on our famous highway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't know if you're familiar with Martin Milner.
No, go ahead.
The TV show Route 66.
Oh, of course, yes. Martin Milner, yes,
exactly.
Route 66, yes.
Yep, Marty. What he did, it was almost 10 years ago, he did a video. It was called Return to the Road. And, you know, I was called up by the producer, John Padgett, if I would like to be in the video. And I said, sure, why not? And I did the video. I closed it. I was the last person in the video. And Martin Milner traveled from Chicago back to Santa Monica. He traveled the whole route in his Corvette, the one he used in the TV show. And
well,
they used all my props, all my original signs, but I was in it. And back then, you know, he did the part on me on the Sign Crusader. That's how my name came out.
Well, the famous song says, you know, it winds from Chicago to L.A., but San Bernardino gets a prominent mention. Why is San Bernardino such a hub on Route 66?
Well, you have San Bernardino, okay, coming from Barstow, the famous Cajon Pass, and, all the freeways meet at San Bernardino, you could say, and all the crossroads. Before the freeway, you had Highway 99, you had and Route 66. Everything met in the center, Route 66 of San Bernardino.
There's, as I understand it, an annual event called the Route 66 Rendezvous. What's that about?
Okay, that's an event started in 1990. And this year, it's September 15th through the 18th in San Bernardino. We have approximately 3,000 street rods, custom cars. And, I mean, Martin Milner will also be there, and a lot of celebrities. It's to remember Route 66, you know.
Tell us about some of the gems you have in your collection at the museum.
Well, I have a bunch of original Route 66 signs from the eight states. I have other highway signs, postcards, you could say other signs that were on Route 66 from, say, Needles, Amboy, the famous town of Amboy. I don't know if you know what the famous town of Amboy is. Roy's Cafe. We now own the town of Amboy. We just purchased it 2 months ago. Albert Acura, owner of the Juan Pollo Chicken Chain, he bought it. I convinced him to buy it. You know, I knew the original owner, and now we own it. We're going to restore it to its original, and, you know, thanks to him, we now own it.
Well, Danny Castro, good luck to you.
And, you know, hopefully we also just bought the famous Highway Patrol car from the TV series Highway Patrol, Dan Matthews' car.
10-4, Danny Castro. Thanks for being with us.
Okay, thank you.
Danny Castro, a.k.a. Dr. Route 66. He joined us today from the Route 66 Museum in San Bernardino, California. And again, our thanks to member station KVCR and to all our new listeners out there. Welcome. We look forward to hearing from you. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Collins.